What's up, everyone? All right, here we are. It's a new month, March 1st. I'm excited. I am really confident for the month of March. I know it's going to be a great month. But today, my trades have been a little tough. I started the day with a couple of small winners and then, boom, dropped myself into the red on a $1,400 loss. It was a trade I took out of a circuit breaker halt. It was a squeezing momentum style trade and it just rolled over hard. But I was able to get myself back out of the hole and now I'm up $1,458 on the day. Green is good. I'm starting the month of March in good shape. This is better than I started the month of February. So we're already off to a great start. We've got a snowstorm coming in later today. So I'm going to drive down to New York City tonight. Tomorrow, I'm going to trade from a hotel, and then I'm going to fly out, and I'm going to be in California next week. I just can't wait for some warm weather. So, anyways, I'll give you lots of clips of being in California, but right now, let's break down today's trades in our midday market recap. All right, guys, so this is going to be a little bit of a exciting midday recap because I'm going to go over my trades, but in the background, we've got TENX halted right now, currently up 82%. This is a really nice momentum name here. I'm up $1,493 on it, up $1,458 on the day. Today's not a home run for me. It was a day to try to just get myself back to green after being down 1,400 on this one name. We'll walk through the trade. So just so you guys know, TENX, it was halted. Last print was at 10:47. It will resume in 5 minutes at 10:52. All right, so we've got the time up here. We're gonna watch that for resumption. So I'll walk you through my trades from this morning. Very first trade was on MNGA. This was off of our watch list, pre-market. It was a gap and go setup. As you can see here, a decent pre-market flag, a little bit of consolidation here. And on this one, I jumped in as soon as the bell rang, 10,000 shares at 151 average, selling at 151, 152, and 150. Total profit, $24.03. That's a quarter of a cent. Very, very small win. It just didn't hold up. It popped up a little bit. It didn't work. And I said, break out or bail out. It's not working. I got to get out. And so I feel good that I was able to take a 10,000 share position and only lose or make $24. That's, in terms of risk management, not bad. So that was the first trade of the day. Second trade was CRON. This one I got in and it said cannot exceed buying power to buy 2,500 shares. And so I took one order and I was like, well, wait a second, I can't take full size. And so then I was just like, well, I don't know. I'm just gonna, I guess, hold these 2,500 shares. I was kind of like, now I don't even wanna take the trade because now I feel like I can't really make anything on it. So I jumped into it at 950 right here. And then I just ended up selling it at 970 for 20 cents. Now, as it turned out, that was $500 profit, which wasn't bad. But I was just kind of like, well, if I can't take full size, what's the point of even taking the trade? So then it surprised me by working out fairly well. It pulled back and I got in for a second trade right here at 950 on this little pullback. So right here, back in at 950, selling again through 970. So in at 950, out at 970. And then down here, you'll see in at 950, out at 969. 1,071 bucks on this one. Not bad at all. It's a marijuana stock, a Canadian company that has just gotten listed. So it's getting a little action and ended up giving me a couple nice trades. TENX, let's flip back at this one. We've got just seconds to resumption. You can see the level two here. It was halted at 849. So this one, at this point, you know, if I took any trades, I'd only take 1,000 shares because the risk is so high. What we saw with this one that made it really hard was big spreads. Right now, we've got 49 by 50, 30 by 31, tight spreads, but it's dropping. 31 by 35. The high out of the halt was 870. 870 would typically be the spot I would watch. Look at how fast it just dropped to 790. Right, guys? So when we talk about trades, that are beginner level, intermediate, and experienced. This is experienced. You have to have a lot of practice before you start trading stocks like this, because if you get in going the wrong direction, it can be very painful. Here right now, we have a 10 cent spread, 15 cent spread. The difference between the bid price and the ask is the spread. So 815 by 829, that's a 14 cent spread, right? That means if you buy on the ask, you're instantly down 14 cents if you sell on the bid. And look at how fast this is at 773. That happened in the blink of an eye. And I know from experience, I've got a $1,400 loss right here from being on the wrong side of one of these types of stocks earlier today. They have a lot of potential, but until you're really good at being able to make decisions, you know, split second decisions, you want to leave these for when you're a more experienced trader. All right, so TENX, let's scroll back up here. We'll look at KBSF. That was the one that got me pretty good. So TENX, as you can see, from 450 all the way up to 850, an amazing move, really quite impressive. KBSF earlier this morning, it appeared it was going to do something similar. Okay, so KBSF squeezed up earlier this morning from a low of about 550 all the way up to 650. All right, so I jumped in it at 649 with 2,500 shares, and I tried to add going into the halt at 83. I did not get filled, thank goodness. It resumed lower. After the 5 minute halt, it resumed at 670 and dropped all the way to 603. In one candle, it dropped 70 cents. And I said, I'll hold it for a second. You know, let's just see what it does. It popped back up to 644. I thought, okay, maybe it'll pop back up. Maybe it will curl and we'll be right back up at $7 before you know it. That's not what happened. I ended up stopping out at $6.580 for a $1,412 loss. So again, this is one of those ones where it's a similar setup, this really volatile, explosive action. It's a feeding frenzy. And on this one, I got caught on the wrong side of it. We then saw a couple of other stocks pop up. XRM was one of them. Now I can't remember the name. But CETX was another one of them. It popped up, didn't hold the level. As you can see here, came back down. We had another one. What was the name of it? Let me just check on the scanners because they were on the scans. We had IFON, we had CETX, we had KBSF, XRM. That was close. XRM. I was right. Okay, yeah, so popped up to 605, 620, and then dropped back down. KOSS. This one, same type of thing, pop and drop, not holding the levels very well. So when TENX first came on the scanners, I was like, no, you're not going to fool me. I've already been fooled once today. I'm just going to wait. But it ended up rallying. It ended up being really strong. PTIE was another one. This one I jumped on. I got a little bit of profit on it, $282, but it just didn't hold the levels. So I said, all right, you know what? I got to wait until a stock holds their levels. And the first one to hold its levels was TENX. So this is where I was watching it right here. I drew these trend lines. I said, okay, guys, the high on this was 549. And right now it's consolidating sideways. That was right at this point here. And so I said, okay, well, you know what? I like this if it can break the top of this descending resistance line. So I like it over basically 530. And so that's where I got it. I got long TENX at 530. I tried to take 5,000 shares. I only filled, 3,430 roughly. All right, so I got a partial fill. It pops up to a high here of, as you can see, all the way to 69. It then drops down to 40. And I was a little nervous. I thought, oh, geez, this is going to fake me out. And so I ended up selling half at 54 and 59. And then I added back at 602 and 612. So Once it started to show strength right through here, I added back. It squeezed up on this 1 minute micro pullback and went all the way up to 660. So that ended up being an awesome trade. I sold through at a high of 665, which was, let's see, that was, high of day was 669. So 4 cents off high of day right there. All right. So, Ronald, the recap will be uploaded on YouTube this afternoon. We always upload same day, so it'll be uploaded in like 3 hours. All right, so then TENX pulls back here, and I'm thinking, okay, I've got $1,400 profit on it. Can I get back in? Should I get back in? Remember, I went from being down 800 on the day to up 1,400. So I'm just grateful to be in the green and above my daily goal. I'm no longer thinking about, you know, home runs and amazing days. I'm thinking about preserving capital. So at this point, we have this red candle, and I'm saying, look, guys, we had those three green candles in a row. It was a great setup. Maybe I wasn't as aggressive on it as I could have been, partly because I was already down $800 before I took that trade. And, you know, I just didn't want to push it. So this was a great setup, and I made $1,400 on it. Now it's pulling back here, but it feels a little extended. So as we see these candles, all of a sudden here it squeezes from 640 up to 688, but then it comes back down to 635. And you can see how it's just sort of, it's getting choppy. It grinds here a little bit under the whole dollar of seven. I was watching it, it broke seven. It hit 705 with 680 on the bid, a 25 cent spread. So again, I didn't feel comfortable taking that trade, but boom, it goes to 743. All the way up here to 779, and then up to 849, and boom, we topped out at 870, and now we're down in this area, but curling back up. So again, you know, it's 870 is a spot to watch. It's interesting, but it also feels like it's a little extended. And with these spreads, it feels like it's gonna be a little hard to trust. So I think I'm gonna do the smart thing. I'm going to take my profits and be done for the day and just be glad that we are seeing a stock squeeze up 75-80%, because that is what we love to see. That's the type of momentum we love as day traders. And hopefully I'll see some good opportunities tomorrow, and we'll be able to keep building up this my cushion on the month of March. All right, so that's the game plan for me. I'll be back at it first thing tomorrow morning, 9:15, for pre-market analysis. And hopefully we can finish off this week with another couple of good trades. All right, so I'll see all of you guys back here first thing tomorrow morning. If you're still watching, you must have really enjoyed that video. So why not subscribe and get email alerts anytime I upload new content? Remember, when you subscribe, you become a member of the Warrior Trading family.